most of us know someone who's suffered a stroke, don't we? On average, 11 people a day are brought to hospital in Northern Ireland with signs of a stroke, more than 4,000 people a year. But a new survey by the Stroke Association reveals that we have a very little understanding of the condition. 27% of people don't know that it's something that happens in the brain, for example. It's actually happened to the Belfast Telegraph's John Laverty almost a year ago, and John is with us now. John, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So what happened? What were the symptoms, John? What were you doing?
Well, I mean, it all happened very suddenly. I mean, I was working one Friday last June, and everything was normal, if you like. And then about an hour before I collapsed, suddenly I was working on a screen, but suddenly I couldn't. I didn't realize what I was doing anymore. I'm a headline writer. I mean, that's one of the things I do. And I couldn't think of a single headline. I mean, normally, I mean, you always can think of a headline, good, bad, indifferent. But on this occasion, I couldn't even think of the words. I thought, there's something wrong with me here. And then,
was it just a state of confusion, or were things blurred, or what? Or
it was confusion. Some people might say that's nothing normal with you, or nothing abnormal with you. But no, it was a state of complete confusion, and I couldn't understand it. I couldn't understand why I couldn't write anything. I mean, it's my job, and I couldn't do it, and I couldn't understand. And
some of your colleagues noticed that you were talking in a confused state. Is that fair?
Yes, exactly. And they were.
What did that mean? Were you getting words mixed up or slurring them or what?
Yeah, I was just I was talking randomly. I mean, I wasn't talking coherently about what was going on in the world. It was just, I mean, my wife told me that when I rang her, I was talking about, you know, fairies at the bottom of the garden or something. And in my head, I was thinking of cross-channel fairies because we were doing a story on that. But the way it came out, the way it came out of my mouth was something to do with fairies at the bottom of the garden instead. And she actually said to me, "Oh, you're talking gibberish. I haven't time for this." And then I got myself even more confused as to why was I talking this. But the next thing I knew, I was in hospital. And
you'd collapsed on the floor and you'd passed out.
That's correct. I also dislocated my shoulder when it happened. And I think, to be honest, Stephen, I think it was a lot more traumatic. I mean, I didn't know what was going on because I'd actually collapsed. I was unconscious. But I think it was a lot more traumatic for my colleagues than it was for me that they had to go through this, because they remember every second of what happened and I don't. And many's the time since then I've felt real guilt about what I put them through that night. I mean, I couldn't help it, obviously, but it must have been a horrifically traumatic thing for them.
And John, I should know this, and I don't, and I'll find out if you don't know. But for those people who take a stroke, is that down usually to lifestyle, or can it happen to anybody even if they're fit?
Stephen, it's the everything else.
I know obesity, for example, because that's my obsession. I know obesity can increase chances of getting a stroke.
Yes, I mean, like everything else, like with stroke, with cancer, lifestyle can increase the risk, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's what actually causes it. I mean, people also say that stroke is something that you get in your 60s and 70s. Now, I'm in my mid-50s, and after this happened and I went to a course, if you like, you know, a group of people talking about this, one of them was 32. A man of 32. It can happen to anybody. And it doesn't, yes, of course, too much smoking, too much drinking, too much stress, all these things can cause it. But it doesn't mean that that's what actually caused it. I mean, the doctors, with my case, it was, there are two sort of main types of stroke. There's obviously one that's a clot in the brain, and the other one is a bleed. And I got the second one. I got the bleed in the brain.
And is the bleed in the brain less or more severe than a clot?
They're both potentially fatal. I mean, ever since this happened, Stephen, I've been described, not my words, but the medical words, as a stroke survivor. And I think that's quite scary when you think about it, because it just goes to show you how dangerous it is, how potentially fatal it is. And And ever and since it happened to me, two friends of mine have actually died from strokes. One being the photographer Mark Jameson from yeah. Coleraine.
Yeah.
So it is a potentially fatal thing.
And I'm guessing, John, that the psychological impact is just as much as the physical impact. As you've said this morning, you know, you don't know some of what happened physically.
Yeah.
But the psychological impact, I'm guessing, of facing death, you know, that, my goodness, I nearly died or I could have died. When you've time to process that afterwards, that must be terrifying.
It is, and you do. I mean, I was lucky in the sense that there was no long-lasting, you know, physical damage to me. I mean, obviously, I was able to speak normally after a short time. I mean, apart from my shoulder, which was not directly linked with the stroke, I could actually walk and physically I was okay. But mentally, it's a different thing. You're absolutely right. You fear that, you know, you could have died, and then there's also the fear, and this happened for about 2 months afterwards. Every time I went to bed, I felt I may not get up.
Oh, goodness.
You know, you went to bed actually terrified that you might not get up.
Oh, my goodness.
Because a lot of people have strokes in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. You know, people think, oh, you've got strokes because you're overexerting or anything out there. But a lot of people, especially the ones in my group, they actually had strokes while they were asleep. And that scared me an awful lot. And it must have been at least 2 months before I could go to bed not worrying that I wouldn't get up.
So have they told you that because you've had a stroke, are you more likely now to have another stroke?
Yes, anybody who's had one is obviously potentially can get another one. And
how do you lessen that risk, John?
Well, from my point of view, with it being a bleed, bleeds often caused by high blood pressure. So obviously, I'm on medication for that, and I don't smoke or drink, so I avoid stress at all possible.
I've been talking recently about work-life balance, and I'm trying to do something about that in my life. You know, I'm going to take a break every 3 months for, you know, a few days, a week, whatever. Whereas a couple of years ago, I would have worked round the clock, 7 days a week, every week.
Well, I was the same. Before I collapsed last June, I had been working for 35 years, and I had missed 5 days.
Wow.
I'd missed 5 days in 35 years,
yeah.
Stephen. So,
it's crazy.
Yeah, you talk about a work-life balance. I loved my work, and I still do love my work, and my employers have been fantastic about my rehabilitation. But I think mentally you have to think, you know, it's work is important, but it's not the only thing in your life. You have to think of your, you know, your home life, your leisure. You do have to get a balance, and what you're doing is the right thing. Sometimes you have to force yourself to actually do it.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, sometimes you have to say, you know, oh, can I be bothered doing this? You know, yeah. And
well, that's what I'm going.
But when you get to a stage where you're actually looking forward to the end of a holiday to go back to work, maybe you're thinking the balance isn't exactly right.
Yeah. Well, look, John, I'm glad you've come through this. I'm glad you're still standing. I'm glad the Belfast Telegraph's looking after you, and continued better health, John. And thanks for sharing some of your story with us today, sir.
Very kind of you, Stephen. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, John. Thank you. Morning to you.